Today's daf is Makis Daf Chof Beis, and we have four lines from the bottom of Daf Chof Aleph Amid Beis. Before we begin, I want to thank Harav Mordechai Zev Hecht for his very generous contribution to the Chabura, and in general for all his chizik to the Chabura. And today's daf is being learned as a schus for Rav Osher Ben Chana, Rav Mordechai Zev Ben Chana, and Liba Hadasa Basara. So yesterday we began the Mishnah here in Perek Elohin Aloikin that discusses Yesh Chayresh Telemechad V'chayev Olav Mishum Shmoin Olavin. So the first part of the Perek dealt with Elohin Aloikin, different examples of people that if they violate certain Azaras in the Torah, they're going to get Malkus. As mentioned, there are really many, many Chayve Lavin or Chayve Malkios. The Mishnah singled out specific ones that it felt it needed to discuss, and as the Rishonim speak out, that all of the Elohim Aloikin that are mentioned here in the third paragraph of Masechtas Makis are mentioned because of some sort of Chiddush that comes out. And then the Mishnah said something interesting. The Mishnah said that it's possible for a person to do one act and it'll be Chayev Malkis times two, times three, or many Malkios, even though he was only doing one Maisa. As a matter of fact, the Mishnah said a person could do one act, a Maisa Harisha, and you're going to be Chayev Olav Mishum Shmoin Olav. You're going to get Malkos eight times. What was the example? HaChayresh B'Shar V'Chamar. If somebody was being Chayresh, he was plowing with a Shar and a Chamar, the Hei Mukdashin, and they were Kodesh. So he's being Chayresh B'Shar V'Chamar, that's the Iser Kalayim. They're both hektish, so now you're being Chayresh with two animals that are hektish, so you Chayev Malkus for each one. You already have three Lavin. V'Kalayim B'Kerem, the field itself that you were being Chayresh was Kalayim. That's four. U'B'Shvias, it was on Shemitah, that's five. V'Yontif, it was also on Yontif, that's six. Had it been Shabbos, there wouldn't have been Malkus, because it would have been a Lav Shenitein, Lazarus Mises Bezdin. Additionally, this was all in a Beis HaKfaris, and the person that was being Chayresh was a Koyin and a Nazar. He's not allowed to be in the Beis HaKvaris for both reasons. 6 plus 2 is 8. The bottom line is, it's possible for a person to be Chayresh Telemechad V'chayol Mishum Shmoin Olav. The Gemara asked the Kasha that if you're telling me that this Chayresh is Chayev Mishum Kalayim Bekeren, it must be that while he was being Chayresh, he was also being Zareya. And the Gemara came out with how it's possible, two possibilities. Either we're going according to Rabbi Akiva that holds that a Mekayim Kalayim is Leika, or based on what Rav Yanai said, HaChayfa B'Kalayim is Leika. But the bottom line is, in addition to being Chayresh, this person had to have been Zareya, because the Mishnah says he's Chayev for Kalayim, and only someone that's Zareya Kalayim is Chayev. You're not Chayev for merely being Chayresh Kalayim. If that's the case, so why, Frank the Gemara, on your only like a Shmoina, you should be like a Tisha, because you were Chayresh and Yontif, and you were Zareya and Yontif. Chayresh is a Malacha, and Zareya is a Malacha. And all 39, all the Lamatas Malachas that are Asar on Shabbos are Asar on Yontif, and you would think that you'd get a separate Malkus for each Malacha that you're over. So Frank the Gemara, why is it 8? It should really only be 9. And the Gemara said a very important yesod. Amar Rava, yesh chiluk malachas b'Shabbos, ve'ein chiluk malachas b'Yontif. There's a concept of chiluk malachas when it comes to Shabbos. There's no concept of chiluk malachas when it comes to Yontif. Now, it's important to realize, as this is the segue into today's daf, that the definition of chiluk malachas as it relates to Shabbos and the definition of chiluk malachas as it relates to Yontif is not one and the same. When you talk about chiluk malachas and Shabbos, you're discussing the karban chatas. Meaning, if a person is Mechal Shabbos B'mezid, he's Chayev Skila. So if you're Mechal Shabbos twice, two different Malachas, you're going to be Chayev Skila twice. But does it really matter if you have Chayev Skila once or twice or three times? There's no three life sentences when it comes to Dinei Torah. You're Chayev Skila one time. You can't be Chayev Skila twice. So really, there's no practical ramification whether Yesh Chiluk Malachas L'Shabbos or not when you're Mechal Shabbos B'mezid. Where does it play it out enough, you know, if he did it b'shoigik, because for each malacha that a person does b'shoigik, you have to bring a karma chatas. So there's a concept of yesh chiluk malachas b'shabbos, meaning if a person would be over two malachas Shabbos b'shoigik behelam echad, it doesn't matter. Chiluk malachas, the malachas themselves are mechalik, and we would say for each malacha that the person was over b'shoigik, you'd have to bring a separate karma chatas. Yontif, if you're mechalol yontif b'shoigik, you don't bring a karma chatas. So there's no concept of chiluk malachas b'shoigik on Yontif. because there's no punishment if you're mechal yontif b'shogeg. Where is it megeya if you did it b'mezid? Because whereas a mechal Shabbos b'mezid is chayiv skila, a mechal yontif b'mezid is only chayiv malchus. So here a chaps and afkamin. If somebody was mechal yontif b'mezid, he did two malachas. How many malchus is he going to get? Now the Rishonim speak out. That's pashit. If he was warned twice, if he got hasra for being zereya, and then hasra for being chayrish, or hasra for being kaisef, and then hasra for being moichek, avada you're going to get two Malkiyos. It's no different than the Nazir that we had in yesterday's daf, who was in the Besak forest, and he's drinking that for every Asra that he gets, he's going to get a separate Malkus. So why should this be any different? Chiddush is where you got only one hasra. So kedai techamino, we should look at each malacha as being independent, just like we look at them as being independent regarding Shabbos. So I would have thought that maybe one hasra, don't be mechal yontif, and then the person goes b'mezid and he's zerei and he's chayrish. So maybe you should get two malchus. Kamash malon, that even though yesh chilik malachas b'Shabbos as it relates to the chatos, ain't chilik malachas b'yontif. So our Mishnah is talking about where there was one hasra, don't be mechal yontif, and he was mechal. So, you can give him Malkus for being Chayrish, you can give him Malkus for being Zereya. The Mishnah said he gets Malkus for Chayrish. I let him also get Malkus for Zereya. No, ain't Chiluk Malkus beyond it. Once you're getting Malkus for Chayrish, you're not going to get Malkus for Zereya. Now, had he been warned and said, don't be Chayrish, don't be Zereya, and Chanami, then you would get Malkus twice. But the Mishnah is talking about where there was only warned once, and that's why there's only going to be one Malkus. Is that true that there's no Chiluk Malkus beyond it? We learned in the Mishnah another Gishmaka Mishnah, so similar to the halacha of our Mishnah, Yesh Chayresh Telem Echad, V'chayiv Olav Mishum Shmoyin Olavim, we have a similar idea. A Mevashel Gid B'cholav, if somebody cooks a Gid Hanasha of an animal, together with milk, B'yantif V'ochel. So he did it on Yantif and he ate it. Like a Chavash, he gets Malkus five times. Like a Mishum Eichel Gid, he gets Malkus for eating it, and as we said, one of the ingredients in this thing that he cooked was the Gid Hanasha, you're not allowed to eat. But like a Mishum Mevashel B'yantif, he cooked on Yantif. Bishl is one of the Lamites Malachas. On Yantif, you get Malkus for violating one of the Malachas. And even though you're going to tell me, I thought you're allowed to cook on Yantif. Ain bein Shabbos liyantif, elo ichal nefesh bovet. But being that he did it over here, shaloi letzairach, now even though he had a mind to eat it, but being that he wasn't allowed to eat it, that makes a shaloi letzairach. It's for that reason you're going to be chayiv. Now the truth is, in Masechtas Beya, if you remember from eons ago, but everyone knows it's machlokes b'shami b'silo. B'silo holds mitaych. That mitaych shahutra malacha letzairach, hutra nami shaloi letzairach. According to B'silo, a person's allowed to do a malachas ichal nefesh, even shaloi letzairach ichal nefesh. You have to say, and as I state the Rishonim, that this Mishnah is going according to Beis Shammai, that doesn't hold on Mitoich, so that being that you did a Shalei Letzorech, it's no different than any other Malacha, you're going to get Malkus. So you're going to get Malkus for eating the Gid Hanasha, you're going to get Malkus for cooking on Yontif, Shalei Letzorech Eichol Nefesh, for like a Mishnah Mevashel Gid B'Cholav, you cook the Gid Hanasha, which is meat, together with milk, so you will overlay Sevashel Gidi B'Levimo, you're not allowed to cook, basa v'chalav, just like you're not allowed to eat basa v'chalav. V'loika mishum oichel basa v'chalav, you ate it, you ate the basa v'chalav. V'loika, and then finally, you're also going to get malchus mishum avara, for lighting the fire. So you're getting five malchus for what you did. Again, somebody took a gid hanasha on yontif, and he cooked it together with milk. And then he ate it. So you're going to get malchus for cooking, and for lighting the fire on Yontif. And even though those are malachas that ordinarily you're allowed to do on Yontif, but you're only allowed to do it letzorech eichel nefesh, we're going according to Beis Shammai that does not hold the halacha mitoich. So that being that you now did it shaloi letzorech eichel nefesh, you're going to get malchus like any other mechalul Yontif. You're getting malchus for the two malachas that you did, Bishul and Havara. Additionally, you're going to get Malkus for cooking Basav HaChalav. You're going to get Malkus for eating the Basav HaChalav. And you're going to get Malkus for eating the Gid itself. For eating the Gid Hanash. What's the Gemara's Kasha? The Imisa. And if you're going to tell me that Ein Chilik Malachas Beyantif, that you never get Malkus twice for doing the same malacha. So mishum avara loy mechayev. Doi chayev loy mishum bishuloy. So how could you be chayev mishum avara and mishum bishul? You should only be chayev for one. Incidentally, the Rishonim asked that shouldn't the Gemara's kasha have been you shouldn't be chayev for bishul once you chayev mishum avara, which comes first? Havara comes before bishul. But either way, it says the Gemara, you're right. Good kasha. Really, Rava's gerech ain chiluk malachas beyantiv. I in this mishnah, it sounds like a person could do one maisa, or it was really two maisa. he was cooking and eating, and he could be chayiv chamisha, but the bottom line is for the cooking sheboy. You see that there were two malkiyos, one for Vimavashu Biyantiv, one for the Havara Biyantiv. Says the Gemara, Apik Havara V'ayil Gid HaNosha Shal Nevela. The way that there was five is not because two of them were related to Yantiv, only one was related to Yantiv, because again, Ein Chiluk Malachas Biyantiv. Take out Havara Biyantiv and replace it with Gid HaNosha Shal Nevela. Make another Akimta. The meat, the Gid HaNosha itself was Nevela, so that when you ate it, you ended up being over for Nevela. Now, if you notice, there was a fundamental shift in the five Malkias. Previously, three out of the five Malkias were related to the cooking. You cooked Basav HaCholav, you cooked on Yontif, you lit a fire on Yontif. Two of them were related to the eating. You ate a Gid HaNosha and you ate Basav HaCholav. Now that we're saying Apik Havara V'ayol Gid HaNosha Shal Nevela, so now you have two of them related to the cooking. Which two? Cooking on Yontif and cooking Basav HaCholav. And you have three of them related to the eating. You ate Basav HaCholav, you ate Gid HaNosha, and you ate Nevela. Okay, afraid to Gemara, it's a problem, because Batani Reb Chiya, Loik Yishtayim Alachi Vasoi, V'sholoi Shal Bishuloi. Reb Chiya said specifically, commented on this Mishnah, that the five Malkias, two of them are related to Achila, and three of them are related to Bishol. The E, Isa, and if this edit is correct, then it's in the reverse. Sholoi Shal Achi Vasoi, Hu Chayiv. It comes out three are for the Achila, and two are for the Bishol. So Gemara, Eli, you're right. Ape Kavara. So you have to take out Avara. Because ein chiluk malachas biyantiv, you can't have two malkias related to yantiv, but you can't replace it with an achila. You have to replace it with some iser bishul, some iser avara. The ayel latzei ashera, what you're going to replace it with is the iser of atzei ashera. Meaning, we're going to make an akimta that the wood that was used to fuel this fire was atzei ashera. Vazartia mihocha, and the avera was the pasuk says for yidbak biyot chamuma min acherim, that a person is not allowed to have anah from atzei ashera. You're not allowed to have anah from avodah zara. So that was the third iser. So there were taka three bishul, but it wasn't two yontif and one basav v'chalav. One was yontif, one was basav v'chalav. You're not allowed to cook, and the other one was you were using atzei asher. If you're telling me that it's talking about what you used wood of atzei asher, then there should be a six malchus for l'ganami mishum loisavi. And this is a pasuk that talks about how a person's not allowed to have anah. A person's not allowed to have anah from avodah zara. Meaning, if a person has anah from avodah zara, he's over the previous pasuk that the Gemara brought. But you're also over the aver. So if that's the akimta, it shouldn't have been five. Then it should have been six, and we have five. It's talking about where you used Atzei Hektish. And if somebody uses Atzei Hektish, he gets Malkus, but not two Malkias, only one. Where do you see that you get Malkus? Vazartia Mehocha. The Pasuk says that when you're going to come into Eretz Yisrael and you're going to see all the Asherois and all the Avodah Zara, so you have to get rid of it. The Pasuk says, V'nitatztem es mizbechoysom, V'shi bartem es matzei voysom, V'ashereyem tisrifum ba'esh, U'psilei eliheyem tigadeyum, V'ibadetem es shmom min amokim ahu. And then the punchline, L'istasun kein l'ashem alikeichem, that you're not allowed to consume, you're not allowed to destroy Hektish. So if this person took Atzei Hektish to make supper, so he was over this Isser of L'istasun kein l'ashem alikeichem, that's going to be the fifth Malkus. Bottom line is, we brought in this Mishnah not because it's similar to our Mishnah, although it is, but it was really to prove a specific point that Rava, to answer the kasha, why our Mishnah mentioned Yesh Chayresh Telemecha V'chayev Shmoina? Why didn't it say Tisha? It should have said Yechayev for being Zerei on Yontif. The Mishnah mentioned Chayresh on Yontif. Why don't we also mention Zerei on Yontif? And you're obviously being Zerei because it says Kilei Akerem, and you're only Chayev Kilei Akerem if you're Zerei. Sodcha Loi Sizra, the Pasuk says. It doesn't say anything about Charisha. So obviously you were Zerei in the Mishnah. If you were Zerei in the Mishnah, why wasn't Zerei B'Yontif mentioned as another, as a ninth Malkus? The teretz is ein chiluk malachas b'yantiv. That once you're chayef for being chayrish on yantiv, you're not going to be chayef for being zareh on yantiv. Ah, you see in this Mishnah, a person could cook and eat, and he's going to be chayef chamisha. And the Gemara's muschul rishon understanding was that two of the five malkis are going to be related to malachas yantiv. One was for avara b'yantiv, the other one was for bishul on yantiv. The teretz is no, the fifth or two of the five are not related to Yontif. Only one of them is related to Yontif. And what we need to do is Apik Havara, and we have to replace it with something. And the maskana, the thing that we replaced it with, was we made an akimta that this person was using Atzei Hektesh, and he's being over for using Atzei Hektesh. So what were the five malachas that the person did in this second Mishnah that the Gemara brought? Number one, he cooked Ayantif, he cooked Basar V'Cholov, he cooked using Atzei Hektesh, he ate Basar V'Cholov, and he ate a Giranosh. Those were the five Averis that the person did. Incidentally, I saw the Aruch Laner, he asks the Yishmak Akasha, he asks, what happened to the lav of Mechamer? So we're familiar with the lav of Mechamer. And the lav of Mechamer is a very unique lav and has a very special place when you learn Masechta Shabbos. Because ordinarily when a person is over Chilul Shabbos, he's over one of the Lamites Melachis. If he does it b'mezid with Edom and Asra, he gets skila. If he does it b'mezid without Edom and Asra, he gets karis. If he does it b'shoigi, he brings the karbon chatas. The lav of Mechamer is the prototype of a Chilul Shabbos for which there's going to be a lav. So there'll be Malkus, but there's not going to be an ordinary Skila, Karis, and Chatas. Mechamer means that if a person has a donkey and he's in the field with his donkey, he's walking behind it, he's steering it, so you're navigating it. The point is that there's something called Lava Mechamer. Now, Lava Mechamer is a Lav on Shabbos, which means L'chayr, it should be a Lav on Yontif as well. So when a person is Chayrish Telemechad V'chayv Olam Mishom Shmoyna Freik D'Aruch Laner. Now we're going to see in a minute, the Gemara is going to ask a lot of kashas on the Mishnah. But Freik D'Aruch Laner, what happened to the Lav of Mechamer? So says D'Aruch Laner, it could be, you see from this Mishnah, a very important Yisoid. And that is that there's no Isser Mechamer on Yontif. There's an Isser Mechamer on Shabbos. There's no Isser Mechamer on Yontif. Okay. Why am I getting so excited? Because the truth is that there's a fundamental shaila that permeates a lot of different halachas and Hilchos Shabbos, and that is, we know that all the lamites halachas that are asur on Shabbos are asur on Yontif as well. What about Isurei Shabbos that are not melachas, quote unquote? Are they also asur on Yontif, or are they not asur on Yontif? I'll give you another example, Tchumen. So Tchumen, there's a man that holds, is asur midei raisa. It's Yakiva Shita and Shas, that Tchumen is asur midei raisa. It's not one of the lamites melachas to go outside the Tchum. Nobody holds it's one of the lamites melachas. It's a Mishnah in Klal Gadol. We know exactly what the Lamites Melachos are. But there's a Rabbi Akiva that holds that Tchumen is Asa Medei Raisa. So you have to make a Ruvei Tchumen to make sure you're not over an Issa Dei Raisa, not related to an Issa Dei Rabbana. So according to Rabbi Akiva, that Tchumen is Dei Raisa. There is a Tchumen on Yontif. So any Issa that you're going to have that's an Issa Shabbos, but it's not a Melacha per se, will it be Asa on Yontif? There's a Toysis in Masechtas Psochim, Daf Hei Amidbeis. We know, that's the only one of the Lamites Melachos that's mentioned Mefurish in the Torah. And the Gemara asks, why is it mentioned? If the other Lamites Melachos we know, Perish of Alpeh, the Melachos that were Chshuvos, the Mishkan, the Kamadaf Beis, so why is it that the Melach of Leisavaruesh is mentioned? And there's a Machloikis in the Gemara. One man Nama says, L'chalik Yatzis, to teach us this halacha that we said before, L'chalik, Yesh Chilik Melachos Peshabbos. Another man Nama says, L'lav Yatzis. You know why it was mentioned? It was mentioned to tell me Leisavaru is different than an ordinary malacha. An ordinary malacha, if you do a b'mezid, you get skila. Leisavaru, Eish b'chom Eish v'seich, if you do b'mezid, you get malchus. Zok toisis p'sochem daf eim and days. This is a great marimachin that will be a nafkimina lahalacha between the man Nama that holds L'chalik Yatzis and L'lav Yatzis. You know what the nafkimina is? Is it going to be Yasser on Yantif? According to the man Nama, L'chalik Yatzis, Havar is a regular malacha. If it's a regular malacha, you're going to be over on Yantif, just like on Shabbos. According to the Man Nama says, L'lav Yatzis, so it's not a malacha. If it's not a malacha, it's not Asra Yantif. Because only malachas are Asra Yantif. Dazak Darach Laner. Mechamer is not a malacha. If Mechamer is not a malacha, how do I know it's not a malacha? Because it's Malkus. It's like Havar L'lav Yatzis. L'man Da'amar Havar L'lav Yatzis. And just like Tosfos said in Psachim, Hey Amid Beis, that L'man Da'amar Havar L'lav Yatzis is not going to be Asra Yontif. So too, Mechamer, which is L'lav Yatzis, is not going to be Asra Yontif. But either way, an interesting Shaila. Very interesting Shaila. Anytime you have an Issa Shabbos, there are other examples as well that are not Melachis per se. Are they going to be Asra Yontif? Are they not going to be Asra Yontif? But regardless, so the Mishnah said, Yesh Chayresh Telem Echad, V'chayiv Olav, Mishum Shmoyna Lav. Break the Gemara, only eight. And not more simin shanabi shanaz maska flow rafo yeshio. For the shanabi, there was Ibn Achalez, and why didn't the Mishnah make it a kimta that we were talking about? That this charisha that happened in a Beis HaKfaris, etc., etc., also happened in a Nachalezon. The Nachalezon was where they killed the Egla Arufa. And the Pasuk says, Vazartia mehacha ashaloye yoveid by valoye zareya. That it had to have been a place that never bore any fruit, but also in the future you're never going to be allowed to do anything in the Nachalisa. And if somebody does, if it says it certainly sounds like this is going to be Malkus. So if there's going to be a Malkus, Freik the Gemara, why don't we make it even more Gishmak? Tell us, Yesh Chayrish, tell him Echad, V'chayiv all of Tisha. And the ninth one is going to be Azariah ben Achaleisa, Paskevor of Chananyo. I have another one. V'lichshev nami amoichik es Hashem b'achli chasoi. Why don't we make an akimta that while the person was being Chayrish, there was a piece of paper or maybe a piece of wood that had the Shem Hashem on it. With his machresha, he broke it, thereby being moichik the Shem Hashem. Vazati ameyacha. And he was over the following Isser. The Isser we mentioned earlier. Leisasim came l'Hashem alekechem. You have to destroy the Shemets of Avodah Zarah. You're not allowed to destroy the Shemets of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Masker of Avodah. L'Achshav Nam, you have another one. HaKoytze says Bahartoi. Maybe the person had a Baharis on his own skin. And as he was using the Machresha, he cut himself. And it caused the Baharis to come off. Vazati ameyacha. How do you know that you're not allowed to be Koytze's Baharis? That's a pasuk in the Torah. Yishomer benega tzaras lishmor moed, and we know Yishomer is a lashon of loisase. So you see, this malchus for that. Masr Abayo, I have another one. Velachshiv nami, and this is already a stretch. But why don't we say it's talking about that the Kohen Gadol was right next to him, and he was wearing his ephod, and he had the choshen on it, and he was maziach the choshen mi'al ephod as he was using the machresha. He somehow detached the choshen from the ephod, or the aroin was there. And he was meser bade aroin. He removed the badim of the aroin. Vazartia mehach. How do you know you're not allowed to remove the choshen from the ephod? Or how do you know that you're not allowed to remove the bade aroin? But tabas ha'aroin, the pasuk says, yiu habadim lo yosuru mimenu. And as it relates to the choshen, the pasuk says, well, yizach ha'choshen me'al ephod. So both of these things have psukim in the Torah. Masgur Ravashi. Ravashi says, let's pile on. V'lichshav nami, you have another one. Hachirish ba'atzei Asherah. Let's say the machresha itself was atzei Asherah. That's pretty straightforward. So you're being chirish with something that's atzei Asherah. And that's something you're not allowed to do. We just mentioned the pasuk again. It's in dritten mo. V'azatiyah meyach, v'li yidbat biyotcha ma'umi. You're not allowed to have any anor from Avodah Zarah. Masgur Ravino. V'lichshav nami, akot silonu is toivoiz. Why don't we say it's talking about that while you were being chirish, you were over bal tashchis. You destroyed an Elon Toiv. Vazatia meyacha, kimimenu toichal, vaisolay sichrois. Amalei Rav Zeir the Rav Mani, velichshav nami, have another one. And this is classic. I mean it literally. Why don't we make another akimta? Say that the person made a shvua. He swore that he won't be chayresh on yontif. And being that he swore that he won't be chayresh, and now he's being over the Isser L'Yachal Dvari as well. We have the Isser Shvua. Zok the Gemara. No, that's not a kasha. So all the previous kashas I hear. But the last kasha, that's not tver. You know why? Because Hasam Likachal Shvua. Because Mush Bavoim and Marasinayu. Because this is Mesech the Shvuas 101. And that is that if a person makes a Shvua, that he is going to do something that he is not allowed to do, the Shvu is not chal. A Shvu is only chal on a Dvar Rishus. It's not chal on a Dvar Mitzvah, and it's not chal on a Dvar Veir either. And being that this person is being Chayrish Ayantiv, so the Shvu would have had it been Shvu Shalei Echresh Biyantiv. A Shvu Shalei Echresh Biyantiv is not chal, and the reason is because he's Mushba V'Oimed Mehar Sinai. What does this mean? So we're going to have to wait for Masech the Shvu. It's fester right here, but we're going to have to wait. Oh, Malay. So, but the Gemara says, I don't think that's a good teretz. Because it's making a kimto. You're going to Amar Shvuah Shalei Echresh Bein Bechayu Bein Biyantiv. Where the Shvuah was, I'm never going to be Chayrish. I won't be Chayrish Bechayu. I won't be Chayrish Biyantiv. The Migu the Chalolah Shvuah Bechayu Chalolah Nami Biyantiv. Then maybe you can say that even though if a person makes a Shvuah to be over an Avera, Shvuah is Nachal. But let's say he makes a Shvuah to do a Dover Shalheter and in the same breath to do a Dover Shalisser. So maybe there's a miku. That miku that the Shvuah is chal for the Dover Shal Rishus, it's chal for the Dover Isser as well. But the Gemara says, I could still be doiched, midi di isse b'sheilo loikotani. Maybe the Shvuah wasn't mentioned because Shvuah is considered a weaker, a schwacher Isser. Because Shvuah, the Isser Shvuah is a Shvuah that you can get by being oiked the Shvuah. It's a midi di isse b'sheilo. So again, what does it mean, midi di isse b'sheilo? A person makes a neder, a Shvuah, and a Zeris, you can always be shayla on it. And meaning that you can go to a Rav, mutalach, 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 and that's your way of being mat shvuah. So if there's a way to be mat shvuah, so it's not considered such a permanent iser, and as a result, it's viewed as a kalishus in the iser. This svara midi b'isa b'sheila comes up in the sugya v'aseidai chalois haseh. It's considered a kalishus. Bottom line, it could have been mentioned in the Mishnah, perhaps. You're right. we could have made an akimta that the person said shvuah shalei echrosh b'choil u'b'yontif. Once you the shvuah is chal v'choil migu, that it's chal b'choil, it's chal b'yontif as well, and that would have been a ninth malchus. You're getting malchus for being over layachel devaray, but being that the iser layachel is a midi the iser the shayla, you could always be matur neder or matur shvu in this case, and not have the iser layachel. Therefore, it's not mentioned. But the Gemara says, "Valoi, really, the Mishnah didn't mention anything that has an iser or that's iser b'sheilo." Very hektish. Doesn't the Mishnah mention hektish? Just like you shoyel a neder, you can be shoyel a nazirus and a shvua, you can be shoyel hektish as well. The Gemara says, "Bechar." The Mishnah is talking about this is an akimta that we had to wait till the end of the Gemara to see a bechar. And by a bechar, you can't be shoyel. You can be shoyel a hektish or a kedusha that you yourself created. But to the extent that the kedusha was chal, memela, there's no makom for she'ela. Feit the Gemara, v'arei nazir, but the Mishnah mentioned nazir. Right? One of the lavin was, he was a nazir b'beis akvaris. So the Gemara says, b'nazir shimshin. It's talking about a nazir shimshin. And a nazir shimshin is leisa b'she'ela. Feit the Gemara, but nazir shimshin, barat mu'il ha'mesimu, a nazir shimshin, this is Masechtas Nazir 101, a nazir shimshin is a unique type of nazir, we'll see in a moment, but one of the halachas of a nazir shimshin is he's allowed to be metamal ha'mesim. We learn it from Shimshin Agiba. Shimshin Agiba was metamal ha'mesim, killed a lot of people. You see, he was metamal ha'mesim. So you learn from there that a nazir shimshin is allowed to be metamal ha'mesim. Zok Gemara, Ella, hai tana iser koilo lesle. This tana doesn't hold it a migu. We mentioned that a shvu can't be chal on a dvar iser, but migu de chala al heter chala on iser. That was the Gemara's kash. I understand if a person would make a shvu, shalei echresh b'yontif, the shvu wouldn't be chal. But let's make it a kimta that he said shvu shalei echresh b'choil u b'yontif and say migu that the shvu is chal for loy echresh b'choil, so to it should be chal for loy echresh b'yontif as well. Says the Gemara, hai tana, this tana doesn't hold to that migu. Now if you take a look at the Rivan takes this word koilo and he takes you into the sugya of Isser Chal al Isser. So really the sugya of Koilo falls into the sugya of Isser Chal al Isser. And this Rivan is Sisrei Torah, it's a very shver Rivan. Everyone asks on this Rivan, I mean to the point where it's very, very, it's a mitzvah yashiv, how shver this Rivan is, but really it relates to the sugya of Isser Chal al Isser that we don't have to go into this morning. It's something that comes up a lot in Masech Teshvuah, it's the sugyas of Shvuah, Chal al Shvuah. So Bezrat Hashem, in a few days, we'll be learning Masech Teshvuas, so we'll save this rate for that. But either way, Amar Rav Hoshiya, one final note on everything that we just said. Hamabia Shor Psulei HaMikdashim Loikesh Nayim. If somebody breeds a shor, that's Psulei HaMikdashim with a para. So he takes the shor, that's the male, and the para, and the female. He breeds them together, but the shor was hektish. Even if it wasn't a classic hektish, it was Psulei HaMikdashim, definition. It means it's hektish that has a mum, that you can now be paid, that you can't do a lot, can't use it, offer it up as a carbon, but it still retains some of its hektish. You're going to be like a shnayim. What's the shnayim? So number one, for being marbia hektish, you get malchus, because it's considered avoid, it's considered malach, and not let him do malach with hektish. But here's the chiddush. The chiddush is that you're also over the iser kalayim. And even though the shayr and the parah, this malacha that you're doing is one min, and usually kalayim is two different min. Kashana chamar, and our mishnah, that's kalayim. Over here, it's the same min. But being that one is hektish and the other one is chulin, we look at them as two minim. Hektish and chulin is not the same min. And being that it's not the same min, you're going to be loika shnayim. Zok the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, I'll take it a step further. Hamanik b'sharp suli ha-mikdashim, enough to made it. If you do work with the sharp suli ha-mikdashim, loika, you're going to get malchus again twice. You're going to get malchus for doing malacha with a shor that's hektish, and additionally, you're going to get malchus for being over there sir kalayim. What's the kalayim? It was only one malacha. Shari guf echad hu, v'asoy ha-kosef kishnei gufen. It's true, it's one guf, but in the one guf, it has this dual personality. It's really two gufim. Because on the one hand, it's hektish. On the other hand, it's hedyid, it's chulin. And because it has both, it's for that reason that in and of itself, just doing malacha with this one animal is going to be considered an iser kalayim. You don't need two of the same men, even one, which obviously is the same men, even over there, you're going to have an iser kalayim. So before we go weiter and we get into really the home stretch of the Masechta, which is much lighter and just talks about some of the technicalities in terms of exactly how Malchus was enforced. And I got it to Gemara, so the last few Dafin, I think this one included, are really, really fast. But just two Aharas. One really short Ahara, another one a little bit longer. And that is the short Ahara first. So we mentioned over here that The midi the isa b'sheilo loikotane. Right? The Mishnah says yesh chayrish telam echad v'chayv olam mishum shmoina. And we said only things that are leisa b'sheilo, but midi the isa b'sheilo, something that is subject to sheilo, loikotane. So the Gemara says, you mentioned Nazir, and Nazir is Isa B'Sheila. Says the Gemara, B'Nazir Shimshin. If you look at the Rivan says, what does it mean, B'Nazir Shimshin? And again, the Rivan says, Sisrei Torah. Al Yidei Malach Kibol Nazir Zolav. And the way the Achreinim understand the Rivan, Ayin Baruch Laner, Ayin B'Sheil Zujubis Chavis Yar, that he means to say that if a person was Mekabel Naziris, in the same way Shimshin was Mekabel Naziris. How did Shimshin's Naziris happen? A Malach came to Shimshin's father, mother, and told them that this child should be a Nazir. So if somebody has a dream, let's say, and a malach comes to him, and he tells him, I want you to be Mekabel Naziris, or he throws this Naziris on him, that would be the Nazir Shimshin that our Gemara is referring to, where the halacha is, he is less of a b'sheila. Needless to say, it's a very big kiddush. The Aruch Haner says, that's the akimta in our Mishnah. We're talking about someone that became a Nazir, Yedei the Malach, a little far-fetched. But if you look in the Rambam and other Rishonim, they all say not that way. We're talking about where somebody says, Areini Nazir Kishim Shoin. If you learn Masechta's Nazir, there's something called a Stam Nazir, there's a Nazir Oilam, there's something called Nazir Shimshin. There's a whole Shulchan Aruch about a Nazir Shimshin. Shteita Negemar, Makis Chavbez, that a Nazir Shimshin is less of a Shem. And the reason is because being that Shimshin Agibar, the original Nazir Shimshin, he himself couldn't be Shoyal on his Naziris. So to any person that's Mekabel Naziris Shimshin, he can't be Shoyal on Naziris as well. Pashup Shat, because when he's being Mekabel Naziris, he wants it to be like Shimshin's Naziris. Level 2, if you dig in a little bit deeper, the way Naziris and the Dharam works is Ayidei Atfasa. So if someone says, Areini Nazir Kishimshin, he's being Matfis in Shimshin's Naziris. So there's a Brekel. There's a nitzutz of Shimshin's Naziris and your Naziris. And just like Shimshin's Naziris itself was less of a Shela, so too your Naziris is less of a Shela. Level 3, you'd have to refer to the app Masechta's Nazir. We went through a lot of this right at the time. But the bottom line is, comes out of Nafdumino Lahalocha. If somebody is Mekabel, Hareini Nazir Kin Shimshin, yes Shela, or no Shela? And the Pashtus is no Shela. The Rivan is a very big Kiddush. The Pashtus is that what the Gemara is saying is a Nazir Shimshin is less of a Shela. Break the Pischei Tshuva, we'll just say the Ha'ara, Yeridei Simin Reish Lamites. If that's the case, when you go through the Nusach of Ataris Nadarim, so it's one long running mumble jumble, but one thing everybody remembers, Vafilu Nazir Shimshin. Break the Pischei Tshuva, so what are you saying? You're being Matin Nazir Shimshin. How can you be Matin Nazir Shimshin? I thought it's a Mefurish Yomara. Nazir Shimshin is less of a Shela. So what's Tutzach Tots? The Pischei Tshuva is Kashi, Blayf Sarachin. What's the Vafilu Nazir Shimshin? So the Nusach and Ataris Nadarim would be a Raya to the Rivan Chiddush. That no, the Gemara is not saying that Nazir Shimshin is less of a Shela. What the Gemara is saying is that if you became a Nazir the same way Shimshin did, Al Yidei Malach, then it's less of a Shela. But an ordinary standard, Nazir Shimshin, Avad is going to be Isa B'Sheila. That's the short Ara. The second Ara, and I want to give a Shkoyach to Beryl Lichtenstadter for showing me this Minchas Chinuch, and that is a festa Minchas Chinuch in Simen Reish Tzadikah. So the truth is, we've spoken out part of this Minchas Chinuch, but we spoke out the second part of it. In terms of the first part and how it relates to its sugya, so it's literally half of a fella. Minchas Chinuch says that Shamati, he heard a kasha, and he says, Kimiduma, he heard the kasha from Rabbi Yonis and Aibashitz, the Baal Mechaber Sefer Uri Betumim, and the Baal Mechaber Sefer Kresi Uplesi. This is the way he presents the kasha. And the kasha was as follows. The Gemara said, Yesh choyrish telem echad, v'chayev olof, shmoina lavin. Yechayev, 8 malkiyas. One of them was being choyrish on Yaakov. The Gemara asked, the kasha was the topic of the first part of today's daf. So why did it only say 8? L'choyrish should say 9. What's the 9th? Zerei on Yontif. To the extent that you're over the Issa Kilayah Kerem, which is one of the 8 Lavin, that means you're a Zerei. Because by Kilayim, the Torah says, Sot Chalei Sizra. So to the extent that you're a Zerei, you should be Chai for being Zerei on Yontif. Rava said, Yesh Chilik Malachas B'Shabbos, Ve'en Chilik Malachas B'Yontif. Once we said that you're Chai for being Chayrish on Yontif, so there's no Makkum to be Chai for being Zerei on Yontif, because only one Malacha for Yontif, one Hasra, one Malacha, you can't be Chai for being Chayrish and for being Zerei. But if the Malacha would be that Yesh Chilik Malachas on Yontif, like the Gemara understood in the Kasha, you would be chayev 9 Malkus, you'd be chayev a Malkus for being Zeireya on Yontif. Freik, Rabbi Yonis and Aibashitz, a gewaldige Kasha. What were you Zeireya? You were Zeireya Kalayim. Kilei Akerem. We know that Kilei Akerem is Asubana. We also know that a Makalkal B'Shabbos and Makalkal B'Yontif is Pater. So if someone does a malach on Shabbos, but he's mekalkel, he's soyser, but it's not almanas livnois, he's moichik, it's not almanas lichtoi. So the halacha is yepater. That means when this person was a reya, he was mekalkel. To the extent that you were mekalkel, you weren't over Issa Shabbos, or in this case, you weren't over Issa Yantav. So what's speak to Gemara v'lechayiv nami mishum zeireya, and the Gemara has to come out to a teretz, ein chilek malachis beyantav, being that you are zeireya kilei akerem, and the kilei akerem is also about, no, du bistacha mekalkel. If you're a mekalkel, mekalkel beyantav is potter. So what was the hamamini that you should be chayiv mishum zeireya? Said Rabbi Yonasan Acharifas. He said that one of the eight malchus mentioned in the mission was shvius. That means it was on Shemitah. The Rambam says that if somebody is Zereya, Kilei Akerem, on Shemitah, the Kilei Akerem doesn't become Asubana. And the reason is because on Shemitah, all your fields don't belong to you. They're Maman Aniyim. And Ain't Adam Oyser, Dovashen Shalai. Ain't Adam Maknish, Dovashen Shalai. So being that we're talking about that, it was also Shvius. And on Shvius, you can't make something Asur, but Kilei Akerem. It's a first Ram of Perikei Hilchas Kalayim, because Ain't Adam Oyser, Dovashen Shalai. So it's not going to be Asubana. If it's not going to be Asubana, then it's not Makalkal. It's not Makalkal. That was the Gemara's Kasha for the Chayiv Nami Mishum Zereya. But says the Mincha Schech. Vihine. Bezlot. What's that? It's giving mutabana. Sok to mechas chedach vine. The MS kutcha berichu chodi bepulpula. David still loves pilpul. Aval the feet daiti a kutcha me karalasa. But stating that, I don't think this kasha is the place for the pilpul. Because the kasha is nishkan kash. Denir, I'll read it to you inside. To li havi mekalkul b'shabes b'yantiv, rakim hu derech kilkul, ve hashchasa kiminoga shalaylam. The only time a person is considered a mekalkul is if the act that he did was a maisa hashchasa. Kemoy chayvel, someone's a chayvel ve'ini tzarech l'dan, umaver ve'ini tzarech l'efer, ki hu mashchis umekalkel derech min agoyl. If you ask a man on the street, what he just did, he was chayvel. Did he do a maisa tikkun or a maisa kilkel? He'll tell you he did a maisa kilkel. V'chein karea begodim. If somebody tears clothing. V'shoyver kelem, or he breaks kelem, v'demeh. So if you ask the man on the street, is this a maisa kilkel, maisa? If he tells you it's a maisa kilkel, you're going to be popped. Avu masha mesakin al pimino yishalayim. But if a person does an act, that's a constructive act. It's not a destructive act. It's a constructive act. Meaning, you ask the man on the street, I just planted something. Did I do something constructive or destructive? What's he going to tell you? Oh, of course, it's a maisa tikkun. After isura reveal of, even though that the thing that you did is really asur bahana, so then in halacha, there's some isra mikomokam le'nikra mekalkal v'loy matzinuzah. Says the Mechas Chinuch, a gevaldige chiddush, that when we define whether something is a tikkun or a kilkul, we don't define it based on, halachically speaking, what did I accomplish. We base it on the physical, scientific, practical outcome of what it is I did. And if the practical outcome of what I did is a maisa tikkun, then we look at it as a maisa tikkun. If the practical outcome of what I did is a maisa ashchasa, then we look at it as a maisa ashchasa. So it's true, mekalkel b'Shabbos is potter. But that's if you're a chayvel, that's if you're a maver, that's if you're a moichek, that's if you're a tzoyser. But if somebody goes ahead and he plants, that's a maisa tikkun. You planted. What do you mean? You made things grow. I, halachically, it was a kilkel because I can't benefit from it. That doesn't go into our definition of what's considered kilkel, what's considered tikkun. And it's for that reason you're not going to be viewed as a mekalkel b'yantiv, you're going to be viewed as a mesakim b'yantiv. It says the Minchas Chinuch, oy nirla niyaz daiti. He says, I have another teretz. And this teretz is fast. And we'll go through the abridged version of the teretz. And he says as follows. We know one of the lamates malachas is oifa. You're not allowed to bake on yantif. You're not allowed to cook on yantif. It's the same malach. You're not allowed to bake on yantif. If somebody would put bread in an oven on Shabbos, but the bread wouldn't bake on Shabbos, it wouldn't bake, you did it right before Shkia, right before a benetam, a matzoy Shabbos, you put it in an oven, it doesn't bake. Are you going to be chayiv? No. You're not chayiv for just putting cake in an oven. You're chayiv for baking it. It would have to bake. What if somebody would put something in an oven before Shabbos and it would bake on Yantif? Would you be chayiv? Also not. The only time you find this idea is Shem Yechate B'Kolim. That's why you have blechs and Shia and Chazar and all those sugyas. But from a pure halachic standpoint, from a lamites melacha standpoint, avadana. Meaning in order to be chayiv for oifa, you would have to do the maisafir, and it would actually have to bake on yantif. Zok to Mechas Chinuch, that's pashit, it's mavur, there's a raya from Shabbos Daf Dalet. The Gemara talks about if somebody put bread in an oven on Shabbos and somebody else sees it, is he allowed to take it out? You let him do radiyas apas to save this person from doing it? What do you mean? It's too late. I already put the bread in the oven. Teretz is not too late, because you're not over unless you put it in and it bakes as well. What about Zeireya? What about Zeireya? If you put seeds in the ground, it's not going to plant right away. It takes a little bit of time. It's not going to happen instantly. It has to be niklat. It has to be nishrash. If you pull the seeds out before it had a chance to be nishvash and niklat, you're going to be chayiv or not. Says the Mechasunich, you are. Sticking it in the ground, you're going to be chayiv for. And he says, it has to be that way. You know why? Because the Gemara Masechtas Rosh Hashanah, Daf Yudam and Alf. The Gemara brings three shittas, how long it takes for seeds to be niklat from a halachic standpoint. One mandama says 30 days. Another mandama says 14 days. And the most lenient shita, or most chomer shita, is 3 days. That means it takes at least 3 days for it to be nishrash. So if a person's going to go and he's going to stick seeds on Shabbos, until Tuesday, there's nothing to talk about. It takes a few days until it's nikla, until it's nishrash. Now there is a malacha called zereya. So what is the malacha? Obviously the malacha is stick it in the ground, and whatever happens, happens. But the bottom line is, you see that zereya works a little bit differently. Says the Mechas Chinuch, if the way zereya works is that if you stick seeds in the ground, you're going to be chayiv. L'chura, as it relates to the halach of sod choloises, where the issa klaim, it's presumably going to be the same way. So I don't see why it should be any different. But here's what the Mechas Chinuch says, it's chiddush. That's all as it relates to the lav. The loisaseh of zereya, which is the malach on Shabbos v'yantiv, the loisaseh of sod choloises, those lavin, as soon as you stick the seed in the ground, even if nothing happened, it never took root. It wasn't niklat, it wasn't nishrash. Even then, you're going to be chayiv. But as it relates to kilei hakerem, that's osur bahana. Something has to grow. If nothing grows, it's not going to be osur bahana. Zokta mechaz chinuch agavaldi gechinuch. What was the kasha? The kasha was, what was the Gemara saying? Yesh chayrish telemech yish bichayiv tisha. What would be the ninth one? Because he was a rebbe yontiv. What's going to grow? What's going to grow is kilei hakerem. If it's asabana, it comes at you a makalkil. Makalkil beyantav is potter, just like makalkil b'shabbos is potter. So you're anyways not a zereya. Zokta mechaz chinuch, not so fast. You did the melech zereya as soon as you stuck the seeds in the ground. At that point, that's a maisa tikkun. That's a maisa chshivos. The kasha is, isn't the outcome going to be asabana? Okay. When it comes, it'll be asabana. Or behind, it's there. If this person was over Eloisa, I say right now there's nothing that's asabana. So you did something very constructive. You took seeds, you put it on the ground, something is soon going to grow. Now it's true, when it grows, it's going to be asabana. But mechitesi, that factors in to us determining right now b'shas d'zriya. So we define this ma'is d'zriya as a ma'is kilkel, as a ma'is tikkun. And he says a svar to explain why he doesn't care about what the outcome is going to be. But being that this second, right now, when I did my ma'isa, there's nothing asur b'ana. So right now, b'shas d'zriya, it's a ma'isa tikkun, it's not a ma'isa kilkel. It's only later when it's niklat and nishrash that it's going to now have in it isurei hana. But being that there's no isurei hana now, kushamei karalasa. Right now, it's a ma'isa tikkun, it's not a ma'isa kilkel. I'll just tell you a dover niffle that I heard once from Rabbi Yaakov Eliezer Schwartzman, Yeshiva, Lakewood East, in Eretz Yisrael. He said that what's pshat that by meleches oifa, you stick bread in an oven, and it doesn't bake, you're not chayiv for Shabbos. It has to bake on Shabbos. But says the Minchas Chinuch, he told me regarding this Minchas Chinuch, that when it comes to Zereya, if you stick seeds in the ground on Shabbos, even if you stick it, pull it out later, it doesn't matter. Still, you're going to be chayiv. Minchas Chinuch proved, he said it has to be that way. But what's the pshat? It requires svara. So he said something unbelievable. He said Zriya represents Parnasa. He says, when it comes to Parnasa, we're not in control. We can make our hishtadlus, but everything really comes from Hashem. He says, you can control the outcome of a cake that you bake. So the truth is, you stick cake into an oven and it doesn't bake, so you're potter. You're only chayim if something came from it, if there was an outcome. But Zereya? Wait, you're a balabas on the outcome of your Zriya? You think you're a balabas on the outcome of your Ishtadlis? All you can do is stick the seeds in the ground. As soon as you stick the seeds in the ground, you're done. Your part of this picture is finished. Now Kodesh Baruch Hu takes over. So sticking cake in an oven, you're not chayv. But sticking seeds in the ground, that is Zereya. What happens after that is already out of your control. Either way, like we said, the home stretch of Masechtas Makis, some of the more technical aspects of exactly how Malkus was administered, some well-known Gemara. Zok the Mishnah, Kamen Malkin Oisai. Okay, so number one, how many Malkus? Arbon Chaser Achas, 40 minus 1, also known as 39. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, B'mispar Arboim. The Gemara will explain what that means. Minyan shu samach l'arbon. A minyan that's close to 40. Rebbe Yehuda says, arbon shleimus u'loika. It's not 39, it's actually 40. Ve'echan u'loika es hayesera. Where did he get the 40th? I mean, the Mishnah later is going to tell us where the 39 malchus were given. But where was the 40th one given? Bank seva, between his shoulders. Ein oim den oisei el b'makis ru'uyos lehishtalish. Now the truth is, people make a mistake. People think that how many malchus did a person get? He got 39 malchus. According to Rabbi Yehuda, 40. It's not true. It wasn't 39, 40. He really got as many as he can handle, not to exceed 39 or 40. But I'm sure in most cases, or very often, people didn't get 39 malchus. So it wasn't a din 39. 39 was just the maximum number, not to exceed 39. But very often it was going to be less than 39. Now, assuming it was going to be less than 39, the halacha was the number had to be a multiple of 3. So it could be 3, 6, 9, 12, 15, 18, up until 30. It had to be a multiple of 3. Why? Kacha. It's learned that from drushes. Amdu the Kabbalah Arbayim. Let's say they made an assessment that this person is able to get 40 or 39. The Leika Mitzas, he got some of them. The Amdu, and then they realized that this person is a little schwacher than they thought. He is. They realize now that he really can't get the whole 39 or 40. Potter, he's going to be Potter. Amdu the Kabbal Shmoyna Esri. Let's say they assessed him originally to be able to get 18. Umishalaka, and as they're hitting him, they say, no, this guy is stronger than we thought he was. Amdu Sheyachal Hu Kabbal Arban. They realize that he can really handle the full 39. It doesn't matter, Potter. So you always go to Kula.
Initial assessment.
Right. As they're hitting him, they say, this guy, he's not falling apart. He's 18, he's doing fine. He didn't even break a sweat. So if this person, if he can continue to go, it doesn't matter. Once they said 18, you don't go backwards. My time is Dr. Gemara, Iksiv, meaning my time, what's the makar that it's 39? And what's the kasha? The kasha is, what does the pasuk say? The pasuk says, Arboim Yakenu, right? I mean, at first glance, it certainly sounds like that you're supposed to get 40 malchus. So if you're supposed to get 40 malchus, where do we come up with this number of 39? Zakhti Gemara, Iksev Arboim Bemispar. Had it said Arboim Bemispar, Havamin Arboim Beminyana. Hashad Iksev Bemispar Arboim. But you have a pasuk that says Bemispar Arboim, and we learn from that pasuk, Minyan Shehu Seichem Meser Arboim. If you look at the Rivan, the way the Rivan explains it, it sounds like you should hit him and get to a point where you hit him so many times that the next number you would count would be 40. So it's an interesting way of looking at it. But the point is, you hit him 39 times. Oh my Rav, kama tipsho yishar inchi. How foolish are people? The kami mikame sefer Torah. For the kami mikame rabbi. Rav said, I've observed people that they stand up. Vahibin sayo, all right. They stand up. But when a Talmud Chacham walks into the room, they don't stand up. Why are they fools? Because Dilib Sefer Torah Ksev Rabbayim. In the Sefer Torah, it says, Arbam Yakenu. Vas Rabbanu Batzru Chada. And the rabbis came and they said, it's not really 40, it's 39. So you see the kayach that the Rabbanim have. The Rabbanim have a kayach to go from 40 to 39. So how could it be that you stand up for a Sefer Torah, but you don't stand up for a Talmud Chacham? We'll get back to that in a minute. Rabbi Yehuda said, Arbam Shleimus. Rabbi Yehuda said, it's not 39, it's really 40. I'm Rabbi Yisrael, my time is Rabbi Yehuda. Because the pasuk says, Maha Makis So this is a pasuk in Zechariah Perek Yud Gimel, with this Navi Sheker who comes and he says, what are these makos? And apparently he was hit bein yodecha, between his shoulders, and he says that these were hakos that he got out of love. Rabbi Yehuda said, presumably this was talking about Malchus, and if it says that he got it between the shoulders, it can't be one of the 39, because we're going to see that the 39 Malchus weren't between the shoulders. They were on your stomach, on his back. It wasn't between the shoulders. It must be there's another Hakah. Must be the 40th Hakah, and that's what that pasuk in Zechariah is referring to. Rabbanon, if that's talking about a Rebbe who was hitting his Talmud, has nothing to do with Malchus that was being administered in Beis Din. And when the Rebbeim used to hit their Talmud, they used to hit him between the shoulders. But this has nothing to do with ordinary Malchus, because ordinary Malchus is really 39, it's not 40, and those 39 are not Bein HaKsofen. Ein oimdim el b'makis haru'uyas. Lakin loy lakoloy. So the Mishnah said that let's say a person was assessed as being able to handle 39, and as they're hitting him, they realize he can't handle more. So what do? They don't give him more. They stop, even though the original assessment was that he could handle it. Or what about in the reverse? A person was assessed that he can handle 18, let's say, and then they realize he can handle 39. Again, you go look cool in both cases. You're not going to give him more than the 18. But the Gemara makes a dick. Lok in loy loka loy. It sounds like from the Mishnah, only if he actually got the Malchus is that going to be true. But loy loka, if he didn't physically get the Malchus, then it's not going to be that way. Meaning, let's say they assess the person that this person can handle 39. And then now they want to reassess him. Or let's say a person was assessed that he can get 18, and now they want to reassess him. It sounds like there, the halacha maybe is going to be different. It's only if he physically started getting the malchus that the halacha of the Mishnah is true. But if it was merely an assessment, and now they want to assess him again, there it's going to be different. I'll ask you a kashrut. Let's say they assessed him to be able to get 40. So even if they didn't start getting him in malchus, they can reassess him and downgrade him. And the reverse is also true. If they saw that he can take 18, then they reassess him that he can really handle more than 18. Potter, again, you don't reassess him. Both cases, lakula. So here it's mash, you don't have to start giving him malchus. Just if you decide, if Bezin decides to assess him a second time, that in and of itself is enough to change it. The second assessment happened on the same day, did it happen on a different day? See, if it happened on the same day, then we assume the first assessment was a mistake and we go bust to the second assessment. So that's where the Gemara's diak in the Mishnah is a good diak. Only lucka do we say that we're not going to upgrade him or we would downgrade him. But loy lucka loy. On the same day, we'll assume that the second assessment was real. So for example, if they assessed him that he can handle 18 and now they want to reassess him on the same day that he can handle 39, we're going to go to Chumrah. We're going to say he can handle 39. It's on the next day or the day after that, if they reassessed him, then we don't go backwards because then we say that maybe our first assessment was right. It just so happens he physically got stronger the next day. That's his benefit. That's not something that he has to suffer for. So if they on Sunday said that he can handle 18 and on Monday they feel he can handle 39, they're not going to upgrade him from 18 to 39. They're not going to say we made a mistake on Sunday. They're going to say he got stronger on Sunday. So that's this nuance. Another halacha over aver sheish b'shnei lavin. If somebody was over an aver that has two lavin, so you're supposed to get 80 malchus. So amdu oimed echad. And let's say they made one assessment. They said, you know, this person can handle 50 malchus. So the Gemara's case is going to be 41 or 42. So halacha is loiku pater. So we give him how much he can handle. We knock him out in one shot, and he's done. Vim lav. But let's say they only assessed him for one. Then the halacha is going to be loika for the one, umesrapa. So he's going to lose out. We wait until he heals. The chayz of a loika, he's going to have to get it all over again. I mean, if a person has to get two malchus, he has to get 39, 78 malchus. So do you give him one assessment? How many can he handle in one shot? Or do we assess him for one, let him get better, and then assess him for another? He's probably going to get more malchus if we do it the second way than if we do it the first way. So it depends. The Mishnah doesn't really tell us what to do with Katchila. It says it more like in the past tense. If they were amdu oymed echad, if they assessed him for one, so we go based on the assessment. He was already assessed to get one long set. Whatever you can handle based on the one set is what he gets. The in lav, if they didn't assess him already for one, and then maybe the Katchila you do it as two, and therefore leike umesrapa, v'chayzav leike. Tanya feit gemar ein oymden oymed echad l'shnei lavin. I thought there's a brisa that says mafurish you never do one oymed for two lavin. Am Rav Sheish is like kash hundam do larban v'chadam do larban v'tarti. If the one oymed was going to be 39 plus 2, and 2 is not a real number, because you have to have at least 3, because it has to be a minyan aruy l'shtalish, so then you're never going to do one oymed. But to the extent that the one oymed can include in it a 39, not plus 2, but a 39 plus 3, so that the second group is a real number, so then we will, instead of doing it as 1, we'll do it as... Instead, then we will go based on the one oymed, being that the second part of it, the part in addition to the 39, is in and of itself something that's roi lehishtalish. So before we go weiter, or maybe we won't have time to go weiter, just one final R. So we had over here the idea that if you look in the pasuk, the Torah says arbaim yakeno, but it says b'mispar arbaim, and based on that we know that it's not 40, it's really 39. Now the way the Rivan, that's in lieu of Rashi, in the last few daf in here, Masechtas Makis, explain the Gemara. It sounds like a real drasha. It says b'mispar arbaim. It doesn't say arbaim b'mispar, and b'mispar arbaim means the number right before 40, whatever the exact emphasis of the drasha is. But it's the number right before 40. That's what it's going to be. Stating that, I'll tell you two interesting things. Number one, there's an interesting rush in the end of Perek Arvei Psachim. This is at the very, very, very end of Arvei Psachim. It's ois men in rush Perek Arvei Psachim. He asks Akash. The pasuk says Tisperu chamishim yoyim, regarding the mitzvah of Sfiras HaEmet. And we know it's not 50, it's really 49. Freik the Rosh, he doesn't understand. Why? Yesh makshim. Kivin dekro kamat tisperu chamishim yoyim, lama ein anu moinim ela tishim varba. Why is it only 49? And he says he's seen many teruts into the kasha. Abazok, the Rosh, I think to me, the kasha is a toys. V'li nireh she'ein anu tzrichim l'tchukos halolo. Why? Because being that it says Sheva Shavuos, so we know it's really 49. It says 50. The Torah always speaks in round numbers. The Torah doesn't say 49. That's not a round number. The Torah loves rounding numbers off. And he says, I'll prove it to you. Number one, it says that when Yaakov and his family went to Mitzrayim, they went to Shiva Nefesh. Now, if you do the math, it's really 69. Chazal asked the Kasha. Zuyei Chevich, Anoldu Ben Achleimus, Bazok to Rush. You know what Pashup Shat is? Al Derech HaPshat? Derech HaPshat, Pashup Shat is. We rounded up the number. I can say 69. We say 70. V'chein Arbam Yakenu. It says Arbam Yakenu. It's not 40. It's really 39. Yet it says Arbam. We're rounding it off. So too over here. Tis Baruch Hamishim Yoyim. We're rounding the number off despite the fact that it's really 49. So it's true. It does say Arbam Yakenu. It does say that. But it's really 39. That's what we have a Messiah of a Torah Shmuel Peh. If it's 39, why would it say 40? The reason it would say 40 is because we're rounding that. It's no different than the Tis Baruch Hamishim Yoyim. And it's no different than the Shivim Nefesh that we are the Mitzrayim. But there's a well-known Rambam. So yesterday we spoke about the Rambam of Perek Yudbeis Hilchos Avodah Zarah, where the Rambam gives a reason for the Isser Peyis and for the Isser Teglachas Hashchos HaZakin that the Torah jumps on the Rambam for, and the Beis Yosef thought the Torah was being chayshid, and the Darki Moshe thought the Beis Yosef was being chayshid the Torah. Right, all the drama that we spoke about at the end of yesterday's daf, because the Rambam gave a time of the krah when it really wasn't necessary to give a time of the krah. Here's another example. Kama Malkin as a Machuy of Malkus. This is the Rambam in Hilchas Sanhedrin, Perek Yizayin Halacha Aleph. So how many Malkus does a person get? Kefi Koichi, he gets as many as he can handle. Shenemar Kedei Rishosloi B'mispar. V'zeh Shenemar Arboim. The reason it says Arboim, She'ein Moisifin Ala Arboim. It means you can't get more than 40. Afilu Hayo Chazik Ubari, K'Shem Shoyin, Avo Paichsun L'Chalosh. So even if a person is a Gibar like Shimshon, doesn't matter. You never get more than 40 Malkus, but it could be less than. Listen to the Rambam. Being that Midin Torah is supposed to get 40 Malkus, Amru Chachamim, Shafilu Habari Biyoiser, Makin Oiser Tishin Vishosh. That for that reason, you don't get 40. Instead, you get 39. Shem Noisif Loi Achas, Nipsish Loi Hikolu, Elo Arboi Maruyos Loi. So that if case by mistake, the Shliach Bezin gives this person an extra Makkah, he'll end up getting the 40 that he was supposed to get. The Rambam Shita is that really Midday Raisi is supposed to get 40 Malkus. You're not supposed to get 39. It says in the Torah, Bar Miakenu, we're not rounding off numbers. The number's 40, and that's what it's supposed to be. But it's so all, it's so likely, it's so possible that the Shlich Bez is going to make a mistake. And instead of giving the person what he's supposed to get, he's going to give him one extra Makkah. And the Torah says, Lo Yos, Lo Yosef, Pen Yosef, La Koisa. You're not allowed to give an extra one. So we gave a little buffer. So you know what we did? Instead of giving 40, let's instead give 39. Like this, even if you add one by mistake, you're off by one, you're going to give him the amount that he's supposed to get. But really, you're supposed to get 40. 39 is a gzera, it's a geder, it's a protection against this person not being over the Isser, Lo Yosef Pen Yosef. Needless to say, this Rambam is a phenomenal chiddush. What does that mean? And not just that, it sounds like from the Rambam, so it's really only a din derabbanan, it's not really a din deraisa. As if to say, the drasha that the Gemara brought, but Mispar Arboim, is only an asmachta ba'alma. And as I state in Radvaz, and the Kesef Mishnah entertained such a side as well, that maybe the Rambam learned that the whole Gemara that mentions the Mispar Arbam is an asmachta ba'alma, because really the deraisa is supposed to be 40, it's only midrabbanan. Then the Kesef Mishnah says, maybe this is related to the Rambam Shita by all the Rei Seifim, right? The Rambam calls Kedusha Kesef for the Rei Seifim, the Rambam and Sefer Amisus in the Sheirish Hasheni, the Inkama Kaimila Kar. But either way, that's the Rambam Shita. But the Minchas Chinuch, we spoke at so many Minchas Chinuchs in the last week. Fake the Minchas Chinuch, a mitzvah tough kuf tzadik dalud, one last Minchas Chinuch for this morning. Fake air, a bumble. He says, we all know the Taz. The Taz says that even though the Chachamim have a right sometimes to be Eikudavim and Atayra, to make a gzera. So for example, don't take dalud minin on Sukkot that falls down on Shabbos. Don't play Shofar on Rosh Hashanah that falls down on Shabbos. Gzera Shemi Yavirenu, dalud Amos, Peshus Rabbim. But they only have a right to do it if they're not being oikur dover min ha-Torah legamre. But to be oikur dover min ha-Torah legamre, you're not allowed to. He says it in a few places, does the Taz. One of the most famous places he says it, he asks Akasha, the why is Mila Deicha Shabbos? We don't pass because Rabbi Eliezer the Mila. So we owe that only the Mila is Deicha Shabbos, but to carry the Zemel or the baby, Machshirei Mila not Deicha Shabbos. So fake the Taz, why don't we make a gzera, Shema Yavirenu, the Izemel, Dalar Amos Peshus HaRabim, Shema Yavirenu, the Tinoik, Dalar Amos Peshus HaRabim, says the Taz, you can't make such a gzera. Because if you're going to tell me that Mila's not Deicha Shabbos, that means Mila's never going to be Deicha Shabbos. And there's a
pasuk in the Torah that teaches me that milos deicha Shabbos. You can't be oiker a pasuk min haTorah. Frank the Mechas Chinuch. If the Rambam is telling me that midday raisa, it's our but. The Rabbanon are the ones that went ahead and they said it's 39. So how could the Rabbanon go and say that every single time you're getting malchus instead of 40, it's going to be 39? That being oiker dover min haTorah legamri. Unless the Rambam's going to tell you, I don't know if I'm being oiker dover min haTorah legamri, because I'm concerned that the person's really going to get 40. So really, there will be a kiyum in 40. Interesting. But I'll go put him as I fake to Michas Chinuch. Michas Chinuch has another shayla. What would be if somebody can't handle 40? A person can only hit 18. You give him 18 or you give him 17? Meaning this buffer that the Rambam just introduced us to. So is this a buffer that we only use? Is this a buffer that we only use as it relates to the person that's supposed to get 40? Instead of 40, you're going to get 39? Or no? Either way, tomorrow, Beth Hashem will speak out some more raids. Specifically, we'll speak out a Gewaldiger Chassam Sofer, and we'll talk a little bit about this idea of standing up for a Gavir Rabba. We'll talk a little bit about Malkus and Shemayim. When they give Malkus and Shemayim, Shisim Pulsa Denura, Chagiga, Tezvav, Bava Metzia, Pei, Hey, so we have a lot more raid to get to.